But yeah, hey, welcome to the Rashawn Fragler podcast. This is episode 5, season 2. Little Sunday pod, talk about some football. We didn't talk about no football last time. We were talking off mic about some hiring. The Bears have hired San Francisco's special team coordinator. We'll probably talk about the Bears' whole offseason thus far, as well as where Jimmy G probably goes. And Keith, what's up with the Ravens right now?
We got a new DC, mm-hmm. and we got a new president.
Sashi Brown. Y'all hired Sashi
Brown.
Oh,
the dude for the Browns, right?
Yeah.
Nice, young dude.
Yeah.
So, and our DC is young too. The guy from Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Another Jim Harbaugh connect.
They said he's a defensive genius. And he was kind of brought up under Wink, so our defense won't change that much. But, you know, throw some wrinkles in the mix. Hopefully, you know, we see some improvements in the pass rush, man.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on with the University of Michigan, because the DC left. The OC left, and Jim was trying to leave. I think that they had fired him silently. This is my view. And he thought he was going to get an NFL job, and he didn't, because he's washed. I mean, they know that he's not any good anymore. So, and he can always just go back to his alma mater. So that's what happened.
I think he got fired. I think he was trying to dip. I think he was trying to capitalize off his success. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work. So he went back to his baby mama.
I think it's a little bit of element of that involved. I think he wanted more money, definitely. They made him take, half his salary. He said, take a 50% shave.
Damn, word.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Little piece of information.
For you to retain your job, I'm going to need you to half that salary.
Michigan said that.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting the return on investment that they hope to get.
They basically were saying, we'll fire you and you'll have that on your resume, or you can take 50% off and we'll run it back. He said, I had a good year. What they won the Big Ten.
They won the Big Ten. They made it to the playoff, got smoked.
So he got a little buzz going on his name. Georgia. And that was a mismatch. And then now he's trying to capitalize on it, like Keith said. I think if the terms was right, he would have possibly leaped for Minnesota, but probably could agree on some things and then decided, let me just leverage this for more money and be done with it.
Is he done coaching the NFL?
No, I don't think so. I think eventually he can get back in there. It was just one of those. It just wasn't his turn. And he's known around the industry for having like a weird like personality too. So that's like, you know, a negative against him. Mm-hmm. But he's still good, and he's white. And his brother is doing a really good job. So I think he'll have a chance eventually.
Yeah, he says he's at Michigan for a long time, but you can't never trust coaches when they say that.
Yeah, they always say that shit.
He just said that, but he was about to dip.
Exactly.
But you just interviewed
like the week. Yeah, like if things would have went his way, he would dip.
I'm sure he probably asked for roster control, and they was like,
please. You he haven't like, even well, you had roster control.
He didn't have it in.
I mean, in college, he's had roster control, and they have been awful for years. He's been there since like 2014. They've been terrible.
Yeah, no, he hasn't turned them into the like he. I don't know what happened. He everywhere he would go, he would like turn them from losers to like bullies. He did it at all his other previous stops, and then in the NFL. I don't know why he wasn't able to continue forward with that at Michigan and go from losers to bullies on the block.
That whole San Francisco regime with when Cap was the quarterback is kind of lost their way in a sense. I don't think any of them do their jobs really well.
You don't think Fangio was a good DC?
Besides him, Vic is the one constant. And he might have been the one saving their ass, honestly, because I don't fuck with Trent Baalke.
No, he's had some hits, but
I don't fuck with the OC.
I think he's middle of the pack.
Keep living that shit right now. And I don't fuck with Jim Harbaugh.
I like Jim. I think in the right circumstances, he could deliver results.
I think Cap would still be nice if he was still in the league. So it's like, I think Vic and Cap was manning that ship, really, for real.
No. Jim was kind of like the driving force and like the overseer of everything. I don't know that he was just riding Vic Fangio's coattails. I wouldn't go that far.
The thing is, Vic Fangio was the coach of the Broncos, and you seen how that went.
As the head coach.
Yeah.
Now, as a DC.
He's the best DC in the league.
Yeah, I don't top five easily.
Who Vic is?
Yes. As a defensive coordinator. He's a top five defensive coordinator. Now, head coach, I don't know if you gave him a quarterback, what would he look like? I don't know. I mean, I don't think Denver was really the best place to evaluate him when he had like Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock for the majority of his stint there. But he looks like he might be one of those guys that's just a really good DC that might not be that dynamic head coach figure that you need. Jim is that dynamic guy, and then he lets his coordinators do their jobs. So if you hire him and you can get competent coordinators along with the hire, I think he will be a good mix in the NFL. And he doesn't have to recruit. And it's more of a level playing field. I think he would be fine.
It's telling that none of those franchises wanted him. Because first of all, it was a natural fit for us. Right? He's a former Bear. He had success in the league. We had an opening. They didn't even like really look his way. The Vikings and the Raiders had a chance to hire him, and they just didn't. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he might have missed his window for coming back to the NFL.
Oof, better get comfortable in college then, buddy. And I think he's still going to be bad. Like, I think they're still going to be bad. So.
What's it say to your recruits when you're out interviewing for?
He's gonna be shit. It says a lot. So it says a lot about the guys you're currently recruiting, the ones that are coming in, and your team right now. What do they think? Mm-hmm. You didn't want us, bruh. So
I won't say you wouldn't want us, but I would say that you went on the dip.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, he should have kept that shit under wraps if he could have, but
I don't know. I feel like it's weird. I don't know. I feel like he thought he should have had it like
in the bag,
and they was like, "Well, no, this is like a." He was like, "What? Nah, I thought this was my gig, and I was gonna get what I wanted." And
he was like, "Uh-uh." He thought he did enough in Michigan to garner that.
No,
to get one. Yeah, no. I feel like he could have taken it if he could have taken a gig. Like if he was willing to take the shit in of a deal, he could like get back to the NFL. But I don't think he's just so desperate to get back to the NFL that he would just accept any situation in any terms.
Yeah, sure. How did he think he could come in and dictate terms when his most recent resume says he's not good enough? Like,
I hear you. I'm just saying how he probably is looking at it and approaching it.
Fuck out of here, man.
Not saying that's the right approach, but that's probably how he feels. I'm not just going to sign on to any situation. I've been in the NFL. I've never had a losing season.
Okay. In college, you've had several. I thought the young kid from Minnesota was going to sign him. I thought that was going to be the marriage, but he went.
It did seem like they were trending that way, and right. That's why I think there's something that happened in terms of the situation, in terms of whether it was conceding roster control, or I believe something happened that made them split. Whether it's them not giving him what he wants, something, because it seemed heading that way. He came out of nowhere. They had a relationship from back in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it just cooled all the way off.
The only reason I say that he might have gotten like stealthily fired from Michigan, or they wanted him to move, they wanted to separate amicably, is because it wasn't just the Minnesota job that leaked. Every job that he was interviewing for leaked. I think the Dolphins sniffed around him.
Yes.
Definitely the Raiders, and the Vikings. All of that leaked. If that wasn't the case, that he, you know, was kind of getting pushed out. I mean, when they cut your salary in half, you know, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, if we still wanted you.
Pretty big middle finger, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, dog, like, go. You out. Because, if you look at it from Michigan's standpoint, they thought that they were getting a guy who was basically taking a step down in competition and that he would dominate. That has not been the case. Whatever he's trying to implement, I don't know what that is. It has to be a recruit. Is it a recruiting thing? Or is it a...
That's a great question.
Or is it a
X's and O's thing? Why it hasn't worked here.
And I think it's an X's and O's
thing. I don't think it's an X's and O's thing because both of their coordinators got hired.
Got promoted. And
yeah. Over the offseason.
Well, that defensive coordinator was the defensive coordinator for 1 year, right?
Right.
He got the OC
got hired too.
Right.
Somewhere else, he took a lateral move.
It's a lateral move.
For him. Right. But the defensive coordinator, that is a promotion.
Right. Right. Because the defense stepped up last year. But the offensive coordinator, I think he's been there for a good little while, and that hasn't materialized. But, I mean, Jim is an offensive guy. Like,
but he's not – he's not the play caller or the play designer. He's the CEO, like head coach type. He puts his guys in place and then he like supervises the coaches. He's not the like Sean Payton type or Kyle Shanahan where he's the on the offensive side and he's running everything on the offensive side. He's more like his brother. He just has played quarterback. So he started off in the league coaching the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. And started on that side of the ball, but he's never installed an offense and called plays and done things like that. He's the overseer, which I think is I think you could win as either one, as the play caller or as the overseer.
That Super Bowl kind of took them on different trajectories. That's for damn sure. One went up, one went down. And I'm dead at. I'm whoa. No,
I think that Lamar saved John's career. He was on the hot seat.
I hear. Yeah,
he was on. There was rumblings around like they were about to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar came in. It's not the fact that they got a new quarterback. It's the fact that they made the playoffs that year. Mm-hmm. Saved his ass.
Mm-hmm. Cause y'all did some house cleaning.
Yeah,
changed this year.
And it was the same. It's the same with the Steelers. They doing some house cleaning around Mike Tomlin, but not necessarily, with Tomlin.
It's gonna be tough to fire him at this stage.
Who? Which one?
The Steelers. If I don't think they have any interest in getting rid of Mike Tomlin,
he would get a job. Besides, he would get a job the net in 10 hours. Somebody I thought that about Brian Forrest too, but Mike Tomlin has much more
the pedigree.
Yeah,
the
he's just record. He's in the top five head coaches in the league for sure, in my opinion.
No, I would agree with that.
So yeah, he would get a job immediately. So
have any interest
in what?
And a Mr. Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm. Good segue. That's a good question. I believe the Steelers have a plan. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it involves Jimmy Garoppolo. But
that's fair. That is a fair assessment.
I could be wrong because the options they have right now, which is, you know, Mason Rudolph.
That's a no-go.
And my man.
The boy.
My guy. Who the rumors have been that they're going to roll with him. That's been the rumors.
I've seen enough of that kid. That's a bad plan.
I don't know. So
I would go with Jimmy over that kid, and I'm no Jimmy fan.
You saw him with the Commanders.
The Commanders. We need to talk about that shit.
That's their name.
The fucking Commanders.
Just like I gotta see him in a different situation, but I mean, on the surface, I feel you.
I think that they're supposed to like that kid that's at Liberty. I ain't watched none of these draft kids play. But the quarterback, Pittsburgh. Yeah, some kid that played at Liberty is supposed to be decent.
Malik, what's his last name? Willis. What is it?
I think it's Willis.
Yeah, Malik Willis. Yeah, from what I heard at the Senior Bowl, he's been to the Senior Bowl this past week. All right, he's balling.
Yeah, they said it's like the worst kept secret. That's who they're targeting. But he might be too, you know what I'm saying? I heard this draft class and quarterback department is not too hot. So you're probably going to have to get into the top 10 for that kid.
No, I mean, if he's what they're saying he is, top 10 pick. You're going to need higher than that.
Top 5? Mm-hmm. It's a long jump.
Because everybody needs a quarterback. Everybody. Let me take a look at who needs
one. The Giants probably stick. They said they're sticking with the kid.
That's what they say.
The thing is with the Steelers, they're stacked everywhere else damn near besides offensive line and quarterback.
Quarterback. They got a squad, though.
So it's
that's
like.
That's why Jimmy might not be.
The thing is, you can almost have like a serviceable quarterback if you pick up everywhere else.
What I'm trying to tell you, man. It makes sense.
I'm not giving up a first for a serviceable quarterback.
Not a first, a second or a third. You'd be right in the thick of things in your division with Jimmy.
This whole division is looking for a QB. Titans, Colts, Texans. Steelers looking for one. Dolphins really are, but I think they're going to roll with Tua.
I think they're rolling with Tua, too.
I heard that's the reason why there was like a power struggle Broncos. With Flores.
That played a role in it as well, yeah.
What Flores is like, this guy's a scrub, E. We need someone
Washington
else.
Need a quarterback.
Washington needs one.
Maybe they'd be interested in Jimmy.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, there's always rumblings about Jalen Hurts getting out of there.
I'm not a big Jalen fan, but I don't know if they have a better move.
I think he could be one of the better quarterbacks in the league, top 10.
Ooh, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, he's got some. He
looks like a good backup to me.
No.
Looks like a good backup.
He's definitely a starter, but he's getting better at the position. You could just see it in how he's playing. And he was kind of hurt, banged up last year. Carolina needs a quarterback. Saints need a quarterback.
Jimmy also. I'm telling you, there might be a market for the kid. It might be.
There's a market for Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah.
It just might be. Now that you break it down and take a look. Shit, there's Denver?
Yeah, Denver could be one. It's some teams.
Tennessee ain't going to go from Ryan to Jimmy. That's a lateral move. Right. It's the same thing with Wentz going from Wentz to Jimmy. That's a lateral move.
You think
Jimmy's better than Wentz?
I think that he's played his final snap as a Colt, so that they have to make a move somehow.
I feel you.
Deshaun Watson's off limits pretty much. I don't think they'll trade him in division.
No.
Did they give up for Wentz, though? Because
he, like, additional
language in the trade, and he meant that, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he still was a scrub. Mm-hmm.
He started those games. But
not enough games.
You might have wished he didn't.
Right.
Man, yeah, that was the most, what did the dude say about him? That was the right decision at the time when they asked
him. Chris Ballard said that shit.
If Wentz was the guy going for, you know, like when at the moment, well, you know what I mean, it looked cool, but can't promise nothing.
Yeah. That's nasty.
He almost did the Kyle Shanahan. I don't know if he's gonna be even alive, let alone on
the Oh shit. Who'd he say that about?
Jimmy, when they asked, are you gonna name him is he gonna be the starting? He said, starting quarterback, I don't even know if he's gonna be alive.
What the fuck?
Like, word? is that how you gonna play it? I don't know if he's gonna be alive this Sunday.
What the fuck?
So I can't name him or unname him the starter because he might die in between.
Yo, man. Yo, quirky guy, but he can really coach football.
Yeah, he gets testy.
Where the fuck is Deshaun Watson gonna play next year, man? It's almost like
Pittsburgh.
It's almost like he might not play. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, another season not playing.
I don't. Something's up. Something's weird with the situation.
It does feel. I don't know what it. Like Houston. So what? They didn't find him. They just told him to go away. And now they're going to be willing to move him, or are they going to try to convince him to stay? So do we have like more of the saga where he clears up the legal aspects and then Houston does a try to recruit him, re-recruit him? It's a weird situation. I think he's going to play. I just have no idea where.
There's been no rumble. Go ahead, Key.
He's getting paid.
That don't mean shit, though.
Not taking no punishment to your body. You're getting paid.
Not hooping for a year in football is like very detrimental, in my opinion. I don't care how old you are. So we might not even be the same guy when I think he will be.
The thing is, his cats will tear their ACL. They out for a year. And they come back.
Same concept. Without the rehab.
Yeah.
I feel you, but they're still around the team. They're still playing football up until that point. He just went out cold turkey. I know he's training and shit, but it's not the same thing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I just don't think it would take him that long to get back in maybe 3 games, something like that.
I have a feeling.
You think it would be like a whole season?
No. I don't think he's going to get any more punishment by the NFL, barring this thing clearing up. But I think this is the feeling I got. I think the Bears are going to try to get him. I think that they both know, Poles and Eberflus, that. And to win in this league, you gotta have a quarterback. And they don't. And Justin Fields isn't their guy. They didn't even say his name at the press conference. Like,
they don't believe in him.
Say anything, and that is complete. That is telling to me.
That says this is temporary marriage.
Yes,
I'm already looking around for my next honey. Dang! So if they walked in the building and made that assessment of the kid, what does the league feel? You know what I'm saying? What does that mean? How is the rest of the NFL looking at that kid?
Well, I don't think it's an indictment on Justin. Totally. I think that Ryan Poles came from a place where they had the best of the best. And they knew that every time that they came out to play, they had a chance to win because they had the best of the best. So one of the best is available. And this is how you make your stamp on a franchise, by getting, a top seven quarterback, top five, top three, really, if we've been real.
He top five.
So, top five. Yeah, I got a feeling that I mean, he has to play football next year, right?
Deshaun. So yeah. You're saying that they would try to offer, because that's why I asked, what is the temperature on that kid in the league if he's supposed to be a centerpiece for a deal involving Deshaun Watson?
Right.
If the rest of the league is not that high on him, then he doesn't offer that much value for you in that, going that route, because you're going to have to surrender more than just him. Mm-hmm. And multiple first round picks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the rest of what the rest of the league thinks of him. I mean, I guess so, but it's what the Texans think. Mm-hmm. Like, what do they think? Do they think they can? I mean, he fits their timeline now because they're rebuilding. So mm-hmm. if they don't like the trick is, and what is good if they decide to make this move, is that there is no great quarterbacks in this draft right now. So
that's the word.
That's the word. That's the overall feeling. So
yeah, the top kid is like what, the Pitt kid and then the Liberty kid. Those are like the top two.
It feels like, and then UNC Sam Howell.
Yeah, I didn't watch him last year. I watched him when he was an underclassman. I like what I saw, but I haven't seen whether he has progressed or regressed or anything like that.
The games I watched, he regressed a little bit. It just didn't like the same guy. And that's what happens when you have a great junior year and you come back for that senior year, it's not as good usually. And that's what happened with him. So he should have came out.
Drew Luck.
Yeah, exactly. He should have came out, and that was a mistake. So
he might be one of those kids where you get him in a good situation and he goes to the right situation in the NFL.
I could see him being a top 15 quarterback, just looking up, and he's, you know, a solid starter. That wouldn't shock me at all. He's got the mental makeup and the tools, I think. So.
Who, the UNC kid?
Yeah.
I got to watch some.
I like him.
I watch Malik.
Live arm, kind of small, though. It's the only thing. Mm-hmm. He on the small side.
What'd you think about Malik when you watched him, Key?
It kind of like, I'm not impressed.
The Liberty kid.
Yeah, I'm not impressed. He has an arm though, but I don't know. He doesn't look like an NFL quarterback to me. He looks like one of the, you know, like the dual threat quarterbacks in the past who were good in college, but just
Cordell Stewart type guys.
Like he was good in college, but not in the league. But I don't know if it's like the Lamar Jackson effect or why people like him more than they like Lamar coming out of the league or coming into the league. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
The only thing, the difference is that draft class was stacked.
So they thought.
So that was the narrative. So now there's not a lot. So they're trying to hype him up.
I mean, what if these quarterbacks are better than that draft class? Is it going to be easy to be better than Josh Rosen in the league?
Hell yes.
Is the kid from UNC better than Josh Rosen?
Yeah, probably.
So I don't know.
I think the toolsy kids are in vogue now. Like, that's who everybody wants, quarterbacks that are toolsy. And he's looking at him, he fits the bill. I never watched him play, but he's big. Looks like he's kind of athletic. Looks like he got a big arm.
He does. I don't think he's that big, though.
About 6'3".
6'2",
6'3".
I thought he was
6'1". He's listed at 6'1", 225.
Oh, stocky and short. So why are they hyping him up? They just
like, he has an arm though, but he has no, like, his mechanics suck.
He's getting pushed up because of need, you saying.
And he's athletic. Yeah.
He's really not a top 10 quarterback, but because there aren't any top 10 quarterbacks, he's the best of the bunch.
He's at best a day two guy at best.
Hold on, I gotta take a look at him.
I'm gonna check him. I ain't checked the Penn State kid. I watched a little bit of the Senior Bowl stuff.
You mean the Pittsburgh kid?
Pittsburgh. I said Penn State. Pittsburgh. He looks like an average, like, the throwback quarterback that nobody wants no more.
That's what he does, like a 90s quarterback. Yeah.
Big, slow, not even that big of an arm, but he's tall, about 6'4". He looked legit tall. Mm-hmm. Average arm at best. I haven't sat down and watched him play. I don't know. He might be like cerebral with it or something. I don't know, but he looked like the unathletic, mediocre type of quarterback that they used to love back in the day. But nobody really wants that style no more.
6'3", 220. So he's sort of built like Justin
Herbert.
Without the athleticism and the arm strength.
Yes. I'm saying is yes.
But his physical build, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I don't like drafts where pass rushers who I'm not great at evaluating pass rushers, except like, I mean, the ones you can't miss on Miles Garrett and
Nick Bosa,
the last Ohio State kid.
Chase.
It's very difficult for me to evaluate the top of the top defensive ends. And it's supposed to be two going in the top, the one and two, the kid from Oregon and then Michigan. They say Michigan's going number one.
Because especially after the Bosa success. He don't look like Bosa to me, but I've been sat down
with him. I think they hype him up because he's white. He don't look like, hey, the Bosa kids were nice coming out. Like, you
can tell. He looked like he was going to be nice, though.
Like, and the white kids look nice, too, coming out.
They look like they was going to be nice.
JJ. I don't know about this guy.
It's TJ. Yeah.
Yeah, this kid, I haven't sat down with enough, just a little bit, because usually edge rushers jump off the screen to me. Yeah.
So I watched the entire Michigan Ohio State game. Now he does make plays now. Like he's in the mix of everything. So I don't know if that necessarily means like elite edge rusher. I don't know if you take that guy at the top five or even one. That's crazy. One? That is crazy. You got to take a pass rusher one, he got to be Mario Williams. Like he got to be Miles Garrett. Like there's only a certain pass rushers you take number one overall. That's
also went two.
Yeah, but he's
legit value
the game, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every snap. Man, I don't know. I don't know if I saw that, but I did see a guy who's very productive, though. So.
I'm going to have to sit down with him. First glance, he doesn't look like he has the quick twitch to be a premier
NFL edge rusher.
Yes, the ones that.
Like premier?
Premieres, I think, yes.
You can find guys all the way in the third round that can get after, but they might not be all pro edge guys. You might have to piecemeal your way to stuff if you want to go shopping later on in the draft. Von Miller, that type of prospect, he didn't look like that type of guy.
What'd you say?
Be able to draft cats and make them to pass rushers. It'd take 3 or 4 years, but we haven't been able to do that for a while.
It's tough. As a GM, go ahead.
No, I was wondering what picks you guys got in the first.
We don't have a damn thing. Yeah, we don't have any.
Justin Fields.
We both traded up for quarterbacks.
And Trey Lance is our first round pick.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We're picking 14, so I'm hoping someone falls.
Probably O-line.
Yeah,
it's either O-line or D-line, unless someone like a blue chip guy in another position falls to us.
Somebody slips in the draft. Yeah.
Who got the number one overall pick? Jaguars?
Jacksonville again.
Oh, I could not stomach as a GM with having number one and there's no clear cut number one. That is the worst possible situation to be in.
They always take a tackle in that situation.
They always take a tackle, but it's the kid from, I would take the kid from Alabama and just say, fuck it.
If I was left tackle or the edge.
Yeah. No. The left tackle, Evan Neal. I would take him one if he checked all my boxes.
Whoever's the number one left tackle is going to be the first pick in this draft.
You think so?
I believe, yes. You already have Josh Allen going. The only, and it's bulky. It'll be a defensive lineman. It'll be a big, big body. It'll be O-line or edge rusher. These two edge rushers aren't his profile of what he likes in edge rushers. So I believe it'll be the left tackle. He usually likes the long-limbed, long-armed edge rushers. Like Alden Smith was like his prototype.
Yeah. So
Trent either still, one of those fit that.
He's still making the calls down there. I don't know what the fuck's going on in Jacksonville.
They were unable to hire any of their top choices because they didn't want to fire him. So I'm assuming he's influential. If I'm going to pass up on other people just so that I don't have to get rid of you, I'm going to assume he has some say there.
Yeah. I'm a huge Doug Peterson fan. I don't know him. I don't know why I need to know more about why he lost the locker room in Philadelphia. That's very interesting. But he's, as far as being cerebral, smart offensive mind, you know, he's it. I mean, I want us to hire him. I would love that pick, but.
I get that. It's that old, no one has ever won a Super Bowl two different places.
That shit don't matter to me.
It doesn't. It might. He might be the first. I don't think it'll be him be the first guy to break that.
Damn. I bet.
I don't think it'll be Doug Peterson. Cool.
Damn.
He seems like he's a safe pick. You know what I mean? He's like a convention. He's done the job before. I think he got, you know, I mean, it was a bit of a magic carpet ride, but that Super Bowl that they had with Nick Foles, nobody else wanted him. I kind of would have liked the Byron Leftwich more, seeing what he could do in command of a team. I would have felt better about the direction, but he said, I'm not working with Trent Baalke, which I don't know, that may or may not have been a mistake.
That's a weird situation. They got a shit owner, shit GM, number one overall pick quarterback, who, well, I guess the jury's still out, but I mean, looking into the situation, he looked promising, yes. And then you got some talent. So,
Who's Trent Baalke? Is it the guy with the mustache?
Nah, they say he's like a grade A asshole. That's what all of the stories are out on that kid. That dude, but
is he a GM or the owner?
GM.
Okay.
He was a GM with us. He signed Harbaugh, and then he's had some draft hits and a lot of misses. He's got an affinity for drafting ACL guys off of ACLs that slipped in the draft because they just tore their ACLs and never end up panning out. I don't know what his fascination was with that, but he did that every year with us, drafted at least one or two of them.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, he thinks he's like saving some kind of value, but that shit never works. I would have gotten rid of him if he was such a burden on my coaching search. Like, nobody wants to work with this guy. I would have gotten rid of him. But
speaking of early draft picks, San Francisco, and I don't want to pick on your team, but y'all have missed a lot in the top 10.
In the first, he's whiffed.
If you hit there, y'all was, first of all, in the Super Bowl.
That's what I was saying in the group chat. I'm like, imagine if y'all picked up Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons.
I still think it'd be in the same position and not have the quarterback of the future in place.
The solo pick is bad.
That pick is a terrible pick.
I mean, I can't talk. We drafted Mitch Trubisky, but
that would have been a better pick than him.
Damn. It's another one, though. I think it's one more.
You drafted a backup lineman second in the draft.
Right.
Rotation guy. Yeah, that was bad. Mike McGlinchey's bad. He was a top 10 pick.
Oh, but he's not that bad, though, for what y'all want to do.
He's a good run blocker, and he's
a pass protector. That's what y'all do.
A top 10 pick, to me, if I spend a top 10 pick on a tackle, he's either a left tackle or an elite right tackle, not a good run blocker. That's probably the one of the worst five pass protectors in the league at his position. Who else was another whiff?
That's a lot. That's it might be Trey. Trey.
Oh, Reuben Foster.
What pick was that?
Traded up to get him. Traded up late into the first to get Reuben Foster.
No, I'm speaking of top.
Oh, top, you're talking in the top. Okay. 10. I thought you was going just first round. He was a
kind of lottery picks. If you know,
Kinlaw is a bust of a pick too. He was top 14.
Dang, he ain't. I like Juwan Kinlaw coming out though.
He can't stay healthy. I don't know why you would touch him. He's got an arthritic knee. Why would you touch him in the? That was stupid. His knee's fucking up. That was a miss. Ayuk was a hit.
Yeah.
I think Trey's going to be a hit.
Yeah. Yeah, Trey's the one. He's the one. He's the one. So
he gets the, it's his show next year.
Ooh.
Yeah. Man. Should have been his show this year, but
I ain't trying to wait on these rookies, man. I'm actually, I don't want to say this. I'm not gonna say I'm ready to move on from Justin Fields.
Dang,
yeah, the season was that bad.
Our backup quarterback was better than Trey.
You did say that. I don't believe that. But man, I don't know, man.
Yeah, he's a bit.
I'm ready to get rid of that whole error. Like, let's just move the fuck on with everything.
You ready to just trade him for whatever you could trade him for?
No, not that. I mean, I think they have to give him a chance. Not they don't have to do shit, but I think that they're gonna give him a chance.
It's not a better option that I see on the table.
Yeah, if they can't land anybody or make a better situation. But
you don't believe you can win with him on his rookie deal?
We got
to
see.
Put enough talent around him to be able to win with a cheap quarterback?
We got to see.
Dang, he didn't give you that much. He didn't give you no confidence.
No. I have some confidence in the kid. I think he's very talented. We'll see.
Is it him or is it just the error that has you?
Some got me feeling sour.
That you don't want to deal with him. You don't want to rock with him.
I'm just like, blow it up. Let's start from scratch. Yeah. And we don't necessarily have to. If you can land this guy, if we had picks,
trade your picks for him.
I know. So maybe you got to like
put him in the quarterback, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Fucking Brian Pace. Damn.
He hamstrung you. Your first year, you get no pick.
Fuck. But if you can flip Justin into something, not for even a first, but you can flip him into a comfortable, like a quarterback who's ready to go now and win you games.
You mean flip him for a veteran now?
I want to flip him for Deshaun Watson.
I believe that's pie in the sky, but
I don't know. I understand.
You have to give up more first, though.
So it really would be four firsts.
I would do that.
You would do four first round picks for?
Yes.
For Deshaun? But I don't know. If you guys had a roster, I would be with you. Like, if you guys had a ready-to-go roster, I would say make that move.
Well, we've got a lot of... So, I think the offensive line is okay. I think we could add one more piece. I think that we got our running back. Mm-hmm. Love him. We have a lot of money to spend, so we can get the offense going really fast. It's the defense. So this is why you bring in a defensive coordinator as your head coach. You think he's going to be able to just work with the tools he has, mm-hmm. and go from there. So I don't know, but I'm not feeling Justin with this regime. It's just something's not clicking.
The hire didn't seem like a Justin Fields hire from the OC.
It's just what their body language and what they said about him. It's not, I think they're going to move on eventually.
Would you want to have any interest in Jimmy?
I was thinking that. I was thinking that. I was thinking that they might go with Jimmy.
He runs a similar system to Kyle's.
Why come up with a, why do a buffer year? Like, let's just try to swing for the fences and get a quarterback that we know can start this new era for us. And I mean, Deshaun Watson has to play football somewhere, right?
We would assume that's the assumption that we're all.
He's a special case, man.
Yeah, I know. It's nasty case too. Nasty. Yeah,
he may or may not. Russell Wilson seems like a possibility, but I don't know if Seattle will ever wise up and move on.
Yeah.
Would you even? I wouldn't want him if I were you.
I wouldn't trade. No.
Deshaun is younger, so I could see why you would
want
to do that with. But I wouldn't do that with. If I was you guys, if I was a different, like Denver. Yeah, Denver need to go all in and go get a veteran quarterback. They could cough up 3 first round picks, but they have a pretty decent talent base already. So if they bring in a veteran, they should be okay.
Yeah. And I can see another reason why I can see them moving on is because they were asked so much, like the media asked them so much about him. And it's like they put too much stock into a guy who hasn't produced yet. And that's the feeling I got from the new exec. Is he's like, he ain't done shit. So why do I have to answer questions about him? He didn't even start. Yeah.
Damn.
That's the feeling I got from him. Like, first of all, we didn't even trade up for him. Like, we didn't do, like, so.
He might not have liked him coming out.
Maybe not.
If he liked him coming out with his evaluation, he would have been talking about how they want to put him in positions to succeed and all that kind of the typical log lines. You would be hearing more of that.
And all they didn't even say his name once. They just called it. They basically talked about
the evaluation. They did the player like he was
the player. Yeah.
They did the player on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's disrespectful. I don't like that, even if you don't. I don't like that, even if
you don't. No, I think it's okay.
He has a name, man.
I understand that, but it wasn't like they avoided saying his name. It was more like, we'll evaluate everything around him. They just never said Justin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they didn't want to acknowledge him.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
Like, I mean, when they did it with T.O., I get it, because he was forced upon them. So, so he was like, I don't even want to say his name, but I got to deal with him, so I call him the player. Yeah, that's not a good signal for his, because then he's set up to fail, so he's there for a year, and it's all going to get blamed on him from the coaching staff and all you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll be the scapegoat for their failures first year. Even if it may or may, you know what I'm saying? It may or may not be his doing, but he'll be the scapegoat for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still are in a mess of a quarterback, but unless you're planning, like, because where is the move to get a better quarterback than Justin Fields? Like, I'm looking around. I get the Deshaun Watson dream, but that's expensive. Russell Wilson is not a real option. Jimmy, it seems like a lateral move.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron is not a. That's not a. It's not.
Yeah, happening. I wouldn't even want Aaron Rodgers.
You wouldn't want him if they were willing to trade. Value
their first round picks.
You said what, Key?
Why don't first like teams value their first round picks? It just seems like there's some teams around the league that are like so willing and able to give away their first round picks.
Normally, only for quarterbacks or people that they believe are blue chips. Blue chip players.
Yeah. In
terms of coughing up first, that's usually.
Because, I mean, the Bears isn't the only team. Like, the Rams do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they did it. Mac is a blue chipper. Who they do it with? The cornerback, right? No, they did it for Vaughn.
Jalen Ramsey.
He's a blue chipper.
It worked for them. They're about to win a Super Bowl. It ain't work for us.